The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
It is now 35 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, it's actually, now it's 36 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Can I give you a little heads up about next week? Now, years ago, I never would have done this. Seriously. Years ago, I never, ever would have done this. But I have learned that you folks are unique. You are different. You are special. If you're a regular listener, you know 5 or 6 times a year, I come to you on behalf of a ministry that I am very personally passionate about, and I ask you to become passionate as well and to give. As a result, you folks have given way over $2 million to Christian organizations around the world. Hundreds of thousands of people have received Bibles, and that is not an exaggeration. Children have gotten shoes and food. Slaves, we were just talking about that. Slaves have literally been set free in Sudan because of your generosity. All right, now, here's why several years ago I never would have told you what I'm about to tell you. I assumed that if you mentioned fundraiser, everybody goes, click, switch the channel. I'm not going to listen to some fundraiser on the radio. And so I wouldn't mention it until we actually got to the day of the fundraiser, because I didn't want you to tune out. Well, I have learned you're not that way. Not only do you listen, not only do you not tune out, you tune in and you give. No, we're not doing a fundraiser today or tomorrow or the next day. But the end of next week, I'm going to come to you on behalf of the Bible League. Probably the world's largest Bible distribution ministry. I have been working in cooperation with the Bible League for 15 or 16 years. I've traveled around the world with Bible League. A little over a year and a half ago, I was in Indonesia with the Bible League. I've been over Africa with the Bible League. I've been to Russia. I've been to Ecuador. I've been to the Philippines. I've been to Cambodia. I've been to Russia. I've been to Ukraine. I've been all over with the Bible League. And they're just an incredible organization. Well, the end of next week, not today or tomorrow, the end of next week will be Bible League days. And I want you to begin praying about giving. Now, by the way, you can give right now. The banner is up at thewordcolumbus.com. If you want to begin giving now, you can. And I'm not going to probably mention this at all until we get to the end of next week. But I just wanted to give you a heads up that our Bible League campaign is the end of next week, and by far, it is the largest goal we have in the year. By far. It's a big goal, huge goal. But somehow, by God's grace and by your generosity, we have never missed reaching our goal for the Bible League, ever. We have never missed reaching our goal. I want you to begin praying about it, and then one other thing, and then I'm going to move on. There have been many times in the past many years that I've had a business, a small business, a family-owned business, a corporation that has come alongside and said, hey, we'll put up a matching grant for the Bible League. This year I don't have that for a lot of reasons. And I understand, and I'm not complaining by any means. I understand, I get it. But this time, for the first time in a long time, I don't have a local Ohio Columbus business putting up a matching grant. So the hill we got to climb is a little steeper than in years past. So I mentioned that for two reasons, for you to pray, because it's going to be a little harder to reach our goal. I know we're going to reach it. But secondly, if you own a business and you would like to get involved in the Bible League, I would love for you to give a matching grant, and I'll get on the air and thank you on the air. I'll give your company, your business, a lot of attention. I'll give you a lot of love on the air. And if you're interested, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com. If you got a business, family-owned business, and you love God's word and love to help people, and by the way, your gift would be a completely tax-deductible donation to the Bible League, because you're not going to give to WRFD, you're going to give to the Bible League. And I will be more than happy, I would be thrilled, I would be honored to go on the air and thank you personally if you would make a matching grant. And we could say, hey, so-and-so business has put up $3,000, and your money will be doubled until we reach the $3,000 or $2,000 or $6,000 or whatever it is. So pray about it. And if you're interested, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, bob@bobtalk.com. Oh, I hadn't planned on spending that much time on that. I can give you this. I keep telling you, they're coming after your children. They're coming after your kids, folks. They're coming after your kids. Who didn't read Superman when you were growing up? Who hasn't watched the Superman movies? Now, I am old enough to remember the old Superman TV program. Yeah, it began. It was black and white. George Reeves. Why in the world do I remember that? George Reeves was Superman way, way back. I grew up watching Superman. And then Dean Cain later on, not long ago, was Superman. And then we had all of the Superman movies and I can't remember the guy that played Superman. He was paralyzed. You know who I'm talking about. Superman has been a part of American culture for a long time. And he stood for the American way, decency, bravery, integrity. No longer. In the brand new Superman series by DC Comics, yep, the DC comic, they have a brand new Superman. He is the son of Clark Kent. His name is John Kent, J-O-N. And he is the new Superman. He is the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane. Yeah, I couldn't think. Lois Lane. He is going to be introduced with a male boyfriend. He is going to be loud and proud, bisexual. And the comic book, Superman, Son of Kal-El, will feature John Kent, the child of Clark Kent and Lois Lane. He is bisexual, and he falls in love with a male reporter. And among other things, the comic book will feature a kiss between the two males. Yes, they want to prove to the world that they're inclusive. Series writer Tom Taylor said the evolution of this new Superman is keeping with the values that the character has always represented. Really? Quote, Superman's symbol has always stood for hope, for truth, and for justice. Today, that symbol represents something more. Today, more people can see themselves in the most powerful superhero ever in comics. Yeah, the new Superman is bisexual and falls in love with another man. They're coming after your kids. And they're not the only ones. Lego? Yeah. If I get time, I'll tell you that story as well. But when we come back, have you heard about some of the things going on at the border? Of course you have. Do you know what the United States government is paying $5 million a day for? Wait till we come back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right. If you're driving, hands at the 10 and 2 position, hold tight. Do not drive off the road. If possible, find something to attach your head to your shoulders so your head does not spin off into space. Now, we know that during the presidency of Donald Trump, construction was started on a large portion of a border wall on our southern border. The liberal left has said, we don't need a wall. We don't want a wall. We don't need a wall. Well, since President Biden has been inaugurated, the southern border of the United States has seen the greatest crisis in American history. And that's not an exaggeration. Hundreds of thousands of people have been pouring across our southern border. If we had a wall, sure, people would still get through, but not in the numbers that they are now. However, all right, so we know that Donald Trump appropriated a ton of money, a bunch of money, to building the wall. And it was under construction and progressing during his presidency. When Joe Biden became president, he immediately signed an executive order. Stop all the construction. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. No more. Stop it. We don't need a wall. And besides that, it's too expensive. We don't have the money to pay for a border wall. So the order went out. All construction stopped. Did you know that the U.S. government, with your tax dollars, are paying not to build the wall? Now, how is that possible? What do you mean we're paying not to build the wall? Because there were contracts. There were contracts let out by the federal government from the Trump administration to construction companies to get the materials, build the materials, and so forth. Contracts were signed. Joe Biden says, cancel all the contracts. Well, there's a little thing called legality, responsibility. So just last week, we learned the United States is now paying $5 million a month? No. $5 million a week? No. $5 million every single day to not build the border wall. Yeah. We're putting out, with our tax dollars, $5 million every single day. $5 million today, $5 million tomorrow, $5 million the next day, $35 million a week to not build the wall. And by the way, where are we having the worst problem of illegal immigrants surging into our country? The Rio Grande Valley has the most illegals passing through of any border sector. And that's where the wall was being built. Oh, millions of dollars worth of materials had already been purchased. They're sitting in the desert. Can they be returned? No. What's going to happen to it? Probably just sit in the desert. Well, then why in the world did Donald Trump do it to begin with? Because Donald Trump honestly believed that it was necessary, and most Americans believe that it is necessary. So he signed the contracts, bought the materials, and now we are still paying for the contracts and the materials, the steel, the other material is just sitting in the desert. I started to say rusting in the desert. I don't know what materials they are, so I don't know whether they're rusting or not. And the crisis continues to get worse. Quote, the Department of Homeland Security has announced that amid a historic border crisis, they have canceled all existing contracts to build the border wall in the exact sectors where the crisis is worse. In terms of official numbers, when Pew Research last checked in, migrant encounters at the United States-Mexico border were at a 21-year high, which is, by the way, when they began keeping these records. Quote, internationally, people as far away as Uzbekistan are coming across the southern border. $5 million a day to not build the wall. Why? Because Donald Trump liked it. And if Donald Trump liked it, it's got to be bad. That is what is happening at the southern border. And by the way, it continues, sadly, tragically, to get worse. And it is estimated there could be 60,000 Haitians headed our way coming from Panama. 60,000 on their way. Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.